Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms chapter 47 verses 6 to 7. The psalmist writes, sing praises to God, sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. In Psalm 156, he says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And in Psalm 8:1, he says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. My dear brothers and sisters, there are many attributes of the Lord that should prompt our response of adoration and worship. That is his holiness, his power, his love. And all these things must prompt us to sing out the glories and the wonders of God in praise and reverent worship. The word worship is a contraction of an old expression in the English language. The word is worthskype, that is W-O-E-R-T-H hyphen S-C-I-P-E, worthskype. It denotes the giving of reverent praise to an object of superlative worth. True worship, then, is an act by a redeemed man, the creature, toward God, his creator, whereby his will, intellect, and emotions gratefully respond to the revelation of God's person, expressed in the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Holy Spirit illuminates the written word to his heart. That's what worship is all about, my dear brothers and sisters. That's what we are called to do, and to give him reverence and praise and adoration, and saying, Lord, we need you more than anybody else, and more than that, we worship you for who you are and what you are, and we praise your holy name. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we can learn from Paul and Silas. When they were imprisoned, they praised and they thanked God and they sang praises unto the Lord God Almighty. They prayed unto the Lord and the Lord orchestrated a mighty miracle. Wherever the praise goes up and whenever the praise goes up, there is always something supernatural that takes place in your environment. Hallelujah. So no, irrespective of your situation, send praises unto God, send prayers unto God. And expect an abundance of rain, of his presence, of his glory, of his healing, of his provision, of his protection upon your life. Because praise pleases God. The Bible records that he enthrones himself in the praises of his people. Amen. So in fact, we create a throne for the Lord God Almighty to come and sit on it when we praise him and bless him. That's how it pleases the Lord. So let's praise him this day and give him all the due and give him all the praise. Render it all unto the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible says he's worthy of all our praise and glory and honor and dominion and power and authority. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord. This day, O Lord, I pray that, Father, you will, O Master God, fill our hearts with gratitude and fill our hearts with thanksgiving and praise unto the name of Jehovah and unto the name of Yeshua. Lord, we yield ourselves completely into your hands and we give our lives, O Lord, as worship unto you, Master. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth. Lord, you paid the price. You gave the ransom for our lives. You have redeemed us. You have, O Father God, brought us out from the wrath and from the sin and from the, Lord, decadence of this world. And you have, Father, purchased us by the blood of your Son, Jesus. We are so, so grateful to you and thankful to you. And therefore, we desire to worship you. every moment of our life. There'll be praise and worship. Oh Lord God Almighty, forgive us if peradventure we have grumbled or murmured or complained, O Father God. Therefore, Lord, I pray, fill our hearts with gratitude. Lord, this morning we'll give it all unto you. Today, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, they'll go with a gratitude in their heart, O Father, with praise in their mouth and their hearts, O Father, glorifying the name of Jesus. And they will see mighty miracles today in their lives, in their workplaces, O Father God. And you will, O Father, expand the horizon, O Father. Expand, O Lord God Almighty, their vision and grant them the blessings of Jehovah. I pray for the ones who may be grappling, O Father, with sicknesses, with the torments of the enemy against their soul. I rebuke every power of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God Almighty, I send forth your word of healing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, and they are healed and made whole in Jesus' name. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day and a fantabulous weekend. And don't forget to go to church and worship Yahweh. Amen. Bye for now.